You're listening to SBS News.
It was a nervy wait for Australia as first rain, then a determined run chase by South Africa, meant it wasn't until late on Friday night that the host nation booked its spot in a sixth World Cup final. Australia's captain Meg Lanning top scored with 49 in Australia's total of 5 for 134. South Africa lost by 5 runs to miss out on what would have been its first ever World Cup final. After the game, Lanning thanked the ground staff at the SCG for making a game possible and looked forward to a showdown with India, who beat Australia in the opening match of the tournament.
They're a class side. They've been playing excellent cricket throughout the tournament, and we're going to have to play well, no doubt about that. We've been improving each game, and we're going to have to improve again on Sunday. But we wanted to give ourselves the opportunity to play in that final. It's been a pretty hard road. It certainly hasn't been smooth, but we've given ourselves the chance, and we just need to enjoy it now.
India reached the final by virtue of finishing the group phase in a higher position than semi-final opponent England. Their match was washed out without a ball being bowled. Australia's men's tennis players will play against Brazil in Adelaide over the weekend to see which nation will advance to the tournament finals in November in Madrid. It will be an understrength team, with Australia's two highest-ranked players, Alex de Minaur and Nick Kyrgios, missing through injury. James Duckworth is expected to make his debut for Australia. Brazil will be banking on experienced pair Bruno Suarez and Marcelo Melo. Australia's team captain Leighton Hewitt was critical of the new format last year, which did away with home and away ties. But he says the chance to represent your country is always special.
It lost a lot of the atmosphere and what I felt like Davis Cup was all about by playing in the one place last year in Madrid. But at the end of the day, we get to wear the green and gold, and that's what's special to our boys. And it doesn't matter what situation our boys will put in for, they'll be going out there to absolutely do what they can for their country and give 100%.
The AFL season may be 2 weeks away from beginning, but the coronavirus situation has already forced the annual China match in round 11 between St Kilda and Port Adelaide to be relocated. Originally scheduled to be staged in Shanghai, the game will now be held at Melbourne's Docklands Stadium. Despite the disappointment, St Kilda Chief Executive Matt Finnis says his club was still committed to the concept of growing the sport and continuing the engagement with China.
If you had said to me 3 months ago, are we certainly playing, I would have said yes. So things can, you know, evolve, and our responsibility is to make sure let's get, you know, this year's game to be as big a celebration, to build continuity in the Chinese engagement story which our footy club's building.
The sides will now have a bye in round 11, with the match taking place in round 12. It will feature a celebration of Chinese culture. In the AFLW, the top two teams meet when Conference A leaders the Brisbane Lions meet Conference B leaders the Fremantle Dockers in what could well be a grand final preview game. They meet in Fremantle on Sunday afternoon. The NRL competition is 1 week away from the season's start, and for one underachieving team, the Parramatta Eels, expectations are high. They've not won a grand final since 1986, but the signings of players such as Regan Campbell-Gillard from Penrith and Ryan Matteson from the West's Tigers, on top of a good young squad, has many pundits tipping the Eels to break their premiership drought. Eels fullback Clint Gutherson is confident they can do it.
Yeah, I think so. We've got added a few big names there this year with Regan and Matto coming in, but it's exciting. We fell a couple games short last year, and hopefully go a couple longer and get into that game and hopefully win it.
And in Super Rugby this weekend, the ACT Brumbies take on the Sunwolves in the opening match of the round on Friday afternoon. The game is the first of four matches in Australia for the Tokyo-based Sunwolves due to the decision by the Japanese government to cancel all sporting fixtures in their country due to the coronavirus outbreak. But ahead of what would have been a home match for the Sunwolves in Wollongong, all the pre-game talk was of a reported offer by the Wallabies to get Brumbies coach Dan McKellar involved in the international setup. McKellar said he was flattered by the offer, but for now, all he's concerned with is bringing success to the Brumbies.
My commitment's here, and if opportunity comes with the Wallabies down the track, then that's something that we always look at. You know, I love this club. This club gave me an opportunity, and it's just where my focus is. All we're worried about is the Sunwolves. I know it's a cliche, but that's honestly that's where our heads are at.
John Baldock, SBS News.